All right. Really, the guys that didn't practice today, the injuries are Mitch Morse, DeAnthony Thomas, Spencer Ware. They're all coming off surgeries, and they're doing well. But right now, they're not going to practice during this period here. So, anyway, great to get the guys back out. We've had good work. We had good work through phase two. We've had good work through this period here where we can go. This is phase three where we can actually work with one another and go against offense and defense. And again, the attitude's been phenomenal. They're challenging each other, which is great. And we're trying to do a whole lot of stuff, and it's all good. And we just keep working. Time's yours. I'm not sure what you mean by that. No, we didn't do that. No.
Have you talked to Clark at all about the discussion that was had before the policy was put in place?
No, I mean he let me know of the policy, but I mean we're not going to get into all that right here. So, yeah.
Why not?
Excuse me.
Why don't you feel you're going to get into all that? Do you feel it's not an important issue?
No, I don't. I don't really have anything to say on it right now.
Are you
know, so. Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know he's been working out, but Eric Berry, just to have him back on the field with the guys, what does it mean to the guys in the defense to have a guy like that?
It's great to have him out here. I mean, he's one of our leaders. It's great to have him healthy is what it is. So, I mean, he's flying around doing a great job, yeah.
What about you, Mahomes? Mm-hmm. What are your impressions of him so far?
I think he's done a nice job. Working hard, throwing a lot of stuff at him. He's loving every minute of it. He's got plenty of room to grow, and he's going to keep working. Yeah.
I know it's just like one day we all get what this means, but there are a couple of interceptions. Does that stick out to you?
No, in these camps, I've mentioned this to you guys before, even, you know, when Alex was here and so on, so that these are camps that you want to test. We're throwing out a lot of new stuff. So you want to test what you can get away with in these camps. So you're going to have interceptions. That doesn't bother me. You repeat it. Now that's a problem. So, but you want to test it and see what you can get away with. That's all part of the way this thing works.
What have you seen as far as the command of trying to gather and understand everything and then commanding everybody else in that sort of
thing? Yeah, he's phenomenal. He's got great leadership. He loves playing. He's absorbing everything. And now he's just got to do it, right? He's got to just go practice and work through it and massage each play and see how it works against these different coverages. And he's so willing. I mean, you know, that's the part you appreciate.
When you said, see how you're now with the snap counts and the little nuanced things that you've seen his development come back here compared to where he was at last year?
Yeah, I mean, he's way ahead of what he was last year at this time. And we worked hard last year. It was in a great room. And so, you know.
When you said you're throwing a lot of stuff at him, there's a little smile on your face. Are you trying to give him too much? You know what I mean? Like, are you trying to?
No, I want him to be exposed to things.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and that's what you do. And then you work with it and put your personality on these different things. Try to find the things that he's best at. Work the offense around him. Like we did with Alex, we worked the offense around Alex and build it around him. And now it's this kid's turn, and you've got to kind of feel that part out. And, he's going to keep firing, and that's all we want, learning. You know, it's a great time for that. That's what this is all about right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that rejuvenate you, too? I mean, you've been around this offense, you've run this offense for so long. When you have somebody that's kind of going through, is it kind of a growth portion?
Yeah, listen, I've mentioned this before, too. I mean, I love every day I have a chance to do this. I get older, they get younger. Right, or they stay the same. It's a crazy deal. But I love every minute of it, and feel very honored and privileged to have a chance to do it. So, there are not many times in your life that you're one out of 32 people in the whole world that have a chance to do this. Something, right? And I mean, you guys are in that same thing. You're at the top of your deal, being able to cover the National Football League. That's quite an honor, man.
Was that an intentional? Dazed and Confused, was that an intentional reference there?
No.
Go ahead, Pete. Now that you've had Green Speaks here firsthand, what are your early impressions?
Love his effort, and he's got some natural just ability. you know, he's a good feel for things. And then he's coming out working hard. But he's learning. All these kids are, you know, the young kids are learning. And so that's what's great about this camp. And you have a chance to do that. A
couple more guys.
For Cam Irvin, getting there, to get some reps. What kind of opportunity is this for him now to get there and get some reps?
Yeah, so we've got him at center, right? And Cam's a guy that can play everywhere. He played centers last year in college and had a nice feel for it. So we put him in there with Mitch being down, and we give him some snaps. I think he's done a heck of a job. That's a tough position. So he's got a lot of responsibility as a transmitter between the right and the left side and making sure the protections are right and so on. So he's done a good job with that.
Last three, the one, two, three.
Yeah, listen, this is a voluntary camp, so that they're here brings great energy when they're here, right? So, I mean, that's and they understand their leadership role, but this isn't mandatory. So I understand and work with everything, you know, like the questions before. You work with rules and regulations, and that's how we roll, and I don't have much to say on that, on any of that. So you do what the rules are and go by.
Just to clarify, I mean, do you expect between now and the start of the season have any conversations with Clark about where the team might go in terms of the policy?
Yeah, so listen, I'm not, and I don't want this to be slighted, but we never discuss those things. We keep those, and I don't mean to be rude with that. We keep that in house, and we communicate when the communication needs to be taken care of, and we've always been good with that. And so it's not to be rude to anybody. We understand the rule, and so you go with it, and there'll be a time when we address it and talk about it. But that, you know, that'll be within the team, and nobody else needs to really know. I mean, it deals with all of us in that room. So, and that's not anything to slight anybody or any situation or anything. Please don't take it that way.
Yeah, I just want clarification.
Yeah.
Last one, man. Defensively, with some of the new faces that you're working in, some of the young guys you've got now. What kind of stands out to you, just to kind of first impressions of that group?
Yeah, the draft. So the draft picks for the most part, and we even drafted a defensive guy for the offensive side. So I think they've all done well. I can't pick one of them out and go, you know, this guy is slacking behind. That hasn't been the case. They seem to have been picking it up well, and we've been happy with the progress. Now, we're early in this phase. This is our third day, so we've got a lot of time ahead, and we'll just see. And like I said, you keep in these camps, like training camp, you're not repeating the same play over and over. Each day you're adding another load to their so they can build their resume right there of plays, and that's how we go with it. So.
All right, thank you.